This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Leon Topalian. How are you, Leon?
I'm doing very well, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Leon is the CEO of Nucor. This is the company that a couple of decades ago took everyone by storm and moved themselves into the center of the steel business. So let's talk about what the business of Nucor is.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you for having me. And Robert, we are the largest steel producer in the United States as well as North America. We produce about 28 million tons of steel annually and have about 27,000 team members who represent the Nucor family. We operate 25 steel mills across the U.S. We have operations in Europe and Trinidad and a few other spots. And I couldn't be more proud and humbled to have been asked to lead this amazing company. And again, one of the hallmarks of Nucor is our culture, and that team that represents that culture is the greatest manufacturing army assembled anywhere in the world.
So I want to ask you, there's a word, mini mill, and I remember hearing about this years ago. I'm not 100% sure of exactly what it means. Explain the concept of a mini mill.
Yeah, mini mill refers to a EAF-based, and the EAF means electric arc furnace. So essentially, Robert, the difference between a mini mill and what's called an integrated mill, which is the, you know, the old images of Pittsburgh in the 50s, is the fact that we recycle more than 75% of our steel products will be made from recycled old refrigerators or cars or old buildings that were torn down. So again, the word mini is really used to describe that we melt and recycle our scrap to make the products that we make. And in fact, Nucor is the largest recycler of any product in the entire United States.
What's interesting is I was not aware of that. 75% is pretty significant. Are there any other what you would call misconceptions or things that people don't know about Nucor?
Well, certainly, you know, one of the things I just mentioned is the images of steel for many people go back to the, you know, the 50s and 60s of the black clouds in Pittsburgh and again, the integrated facilities that used to make the steel. Today, about 70% of the steel made in the U.S. is made from or by EAF producers like Nucor. But the other misconceptions are that steel could actually be environmentally friendly in that we have an amazing footprint in how we make our steels. Again, being the largest recycler of any product of anything in the United States is something we're very proud of. And I think lastly, Robert, one of the things that would be a misconception is the amazing leadership in cutting-edge technology that Nucor utilizes and the culture in which we provide opportunities for our team. You know, 25 years ago when I joined our company, I never joined believing I'd ever have the opportunity to become CEO of this amazing company, and here I sit. And so we provide an incredible opportunity for those that have an entrepreneurial spirit, that commitment and drive for excellence. And again, I couldn't be more proud of who we are and the things that have made Nucor very special.
Well, I want to get more into that about the actual culture. That sounds really interesting. Could you just give a snapshot of the role of steel in the fabric of America and society? I don't know actually how much is used. It seems that it's ubiquitous. But if you could just walk through the types of uses and how steel works.
Absolutely. So roughly the United States consumes just over 100 million tons annually of steel. And so it's in every facet of our lives, from the cars that we drive to the refrigerators we get our milk from in the mornings to the washer and dryer we put our clothes in and wash. And so one of the things and one of the hallmarks of Nucor, when we began our journey in 1969 with the first steel mill in Florence, South Carolina, At that time, the competitors, the old integrated steel makers said, well, they'll never be able to do high quality steels. They'll do the construction grade materials only. And today, Robert, I couldn't be more proud that Nucor is now positioned in supply steel to all 14 major OEM as a tier one supplier to the automotive sector. We've just received the GM Supplier of the Year award now back-to-back years, and we are the only EAF producer ever to win that award. And so the steels that we use are really found in every facet of life, from energy and oil and gas to the buildings that are being produced. Nucor Yamato Steel, our joint venture in Arkansas, makes the largest, widest, heaviest section beams anywhere in the United States, anywhere in North America, actually. And so it is the backbone. The other side of that is that we can't ever lose sight of is the military applications. We provide steel and products and plate to the Navy and other uses in the military that are of critical infrastructure as well as military applications and importance.
So let's talk about your background. I know you joined Nucor in 1996. Talk about your background and really from your perspective, what was it that led you to become CEO? Because there's a lot of people who work and very few of them make it to CEO. And I know you talked about the culture that created the right environment, but talk about your background and really what the core elements that led you to become CEO were.
Well, you know, my background, I went to a small merchant marine academy right outside of Cape Cod called Massachusetts Maritime Academy. I graduated in 91 in engineering, and I started my career in nuclear power with Westinghouse. So I spent about 4.5-5 years doing that before I joined Nucor in 1996 as a project engineer at the facility we were building. And so, Robert, the question that you asked in terms of how I've evolved. Well, one of the greatest opportunities that I had was joining Nucor is to accept the responsibility that Nucor puts on its team members. And so at that time, I was the only project engineer during construction. I didn't know what a steel mill was. I had 2,000 drawings sitting in my office and working hours I'd never even dreamed I'd be working. But I loved it. I loved the competitive nature. I loved the environment. I loved the fabric of who Nucor was. You see, I was raised by my parents with a few foundational values in my life, and that's my faith, my family, and Nucor. And those values and that work ethic and that commitment to team and family was something that I didn't have to lead inside the company any different than I was outside the company, and that exists to this day. So what I would tell you is after 8 moves, 2 continents, and a whole lot of opportunities I never dreamed I would have the opportunity to do in making an impact and difference in people's lives, I sit running to me the best company in the world, and that is a really humbling thing and an incredible opportunity and responsibility that I take incredibly seriously, because now moving forward, I want to make sure we provide those same opportunities to the next generation of Nucor leaders for the next 50 years.
Well, that sounds encouraging. On that note, I'm about to ask you a really tough question, but we are going to take a break for a commercial. When we come back, we will hear more. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're back on the CEO Show with Leon Topalian. And Leon, before the break, I said that I'd ask you a tough question, but I didn't tell you what that question is. So here it comes. You talked about your background and your career, but what was the biggest mistake you made in your career, preferably one early on, that taught you something that helped lead you to become an effective leader, and specifically what you learned from it?
Well, Robert, that is a tough question. I'd have to go back in one of my earlier assignments as a leader, actually when I was coming back from Australia. It was around creating a strategy and a vision at that time. But at that time, I knew what we could accomplish in being a younger man at that time. I'm hard charging, wanting to get results. But I was so far out in front of our team, I was standing alone. And it was the first and only time in my career that I'd recognized that I needed to come back and meet my team where they were at. And that was going to take something different for me, that I needed to communicate clear. I needed to provide a more tangible and visual image of where we wanted to go and how we were going to get there again as a team, not just simply Leon. And so at the end of the day, that lesson applies to me in probably every CEO, whether you're running a small privately held company or the largest Fortune 500 companies. The vision that we've cast and set, and every CEO has got to measure and monitor the rate of change in which their company can adapt. And so it's really not up to me and how fast I think I can run. It's how well can we articulate our message, ensure the buy-in of 27,000 team members to carry out the strategy and ultimately the execution to deliver the results for our team. And so, again, I think that's probably one of my greatest mistakes and lessons learned in my career that's truly guided me to this day, Robert.
Let's leverage that concept forward. You by now have established your own leadership philosophy. Walk us through what that philosophy is. And it sounds like it emanated from that important situation you dealt with.
Yeah, certainly. I would tell you that I think my leadership philosophy is empowering, equipping, and encouraging. And so each of those are things that I've experienced in my career within Nucor. I've had incredible leaders that I've been able to work with and mentor from that have helped and guided me throughout my 25 years with Nucor. And now it's my responsibility and my opportunity to provide the same thing for the 27,000 men and women who make up our family.
You are incorporating this with Nucor and your 27,000 people. How about other CEOs? We have 600,000 CEOs listening in. What are lessons of leadership that you'd like to see other CEOs incorporate?
Robert, I've been in my role 8 months now, and five of those have been in the midst of the only global pandemic of our lifetime that we've seen. And so certainly times are very challenging. And so what I would tell you is I'll share a few things that I am doing as well as some of the things Nucor are doing that may be of benefit to the other CEOs that do listen in. And first and foremost is how we take care of our team. You know, Nucor launched an initiative pre-pandemic to become the world's safest steel maker. That word safe now has taken on an incredibly expansive view, not only in how we take care of our team through COVID, but also after the senseless killing of George Floyd, what safety really means that we provide a inclusive environment and culture with all 27,000 team members, that not only do they feel safe in how we're going to make our steel and steel products, but safe in every regard of the word, regardless of the color of their skin, sexual orientation, religious or political beliefs. And so, again, part of that is creating a culture of trust that Nucor has been grounded in and founded in, that we will continue to move forward with in taking care of our team.
Are there any specifics that you do to accomplish that?
You know, number one is we have an incredible relationship with all of our team members. So we build incredible levels of trust throughout the organization. The other is we push decision-making down to the absolutely lowest levels where it ought to be made. And it doesn't need to be made in Charlotte and in the corporate office. It's going to be made at the division, at the plant floor, where the team members that are making our steel and steel products. You know, part of the greatest responsibility I bear is providing the tools and resources to our team and getting the heck out of their way and allowing them to do their jobs. They are an amazing group of people with an entrepreneurial spirit that, when empowered, when equipped, achieve results that very few thought we would ever be able to achieve.
So let's talk about you came in and five of your 8 months have been during the pandemic and this, where it's almost rolled up, 1918, 1932, and 1968, all rolled up into one. Post-pandemic, do you have any hope of how the world can become stronger? And if so, talk about that.
You know, I'll touch two points on that. Number one, well, the answer is yes, short answer. Long answer is I think about Nucor specifically. Nucor has been founded and has thrived in a very cyclical market in steelmaking. So we understand the markets that we serve. We understand the customers and then built very strong relationships with those customer base. But also through this pandemic, it's given us and me an opportunity to grow closer to our team that, quite frankly, Robert, I didn't think would be possible pre-pandemic. The use of Microsoft Teams and Zoom and connecting through video has enabled me to grow incredibly close to all 27,000 because I can't travel to those locations anymore. I can't visit with our teams in team hall meetings like I was doing prior to COVID. But the other side of that question that you ask is I do think our nation will be stronger post-pandemic as well. I think one of the things that has opened America's eyes is our over-dependence on foreign countries, and specifically China, with how much manufacturing has truly been offshored. When we can't get things like critical medical equipment and devices, when we can't get our own PPE or pharmaceuticals, it's time to be really deliberate in bringing some of those things back onto the shores that we have control of. And I think that will happen in time.
So what role should CEOs play in that? You have a CEO audience listening in.
Look, at the end of the day, part of our role as well is advocacy. And I firmly believe that we have to take the position and the seats that we hold and advocate to those needs that are critical to our nation, critical to our team, and making sure that policymakers in Washington understand what those are, and also making the investments that are going to be made for the long term. And that's something that Nucor has done very well over the last five decades, and we're going to continue to do and think long term about how do we invest in this nation to, again, be the supplier of choice and the preeminent steel producer in North America.
On that inspirational note, let's have one final question. So what else is there, Leon, that you'd like CEOs to know?
You know, at the end of the day, I appreciate the opportunity to come on. I've benefited from many of the CEOs that have been on here prior. And so at the end of the day, the value of taking care of our team can't be understated. The greatest leverage Nucor has and the results that we've garnered are through the men and women of our family, how we take care of them, how we advocate for them in providing a framework in an environment where they can thrive is the most important responsibility that we as CEOs bear. And so, again, the opportunity for all of us to think about how do we collectively do that and how do we collectively make the companies that build and make things in this country is critically important as we move forward.
Leon, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate the time.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Mike Kaufman. How are you, Mike?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
And Mike is the CEO of Cardinal Health. Now, almost everyone's heard of them. If you haven't, it's one of the largest organizations in the world. Its revenue about $145 billion, but it's not just that. It's the critical role that Cardinal Health plays in the fabric of our society and in healthcare. So we're going to talk about that later on. We're going to move into your leadership philosophy and something very near and dear to your heart, which is diversity, inclusion, and women in leadership. Mike, talk about Cardinal Health and what your business is.
Yeah, we're a very diverse healthcare company. Not only we are distributors, one of the largest distributors in both pharmaceutical distribution, we're also one of the largest distributors in medical products distribution, plus we're a very large medical products manufacturer. And then we have a lot of services businesses that also service the needs of our acute care customers, our retail pharmacy customers, on and on and on. So basically anybody that might have a pharmacy or operate a hospital or a clinic, it's highly likely that they're either getting products directly from us or using one of the products that we actually manufacture or source under our name.
And as such a large supplier and distributor, how has your business changed or not changed during the pandemic?
That's a really interesting question. What's been exciting during such a tough time for our country and for our customers out there is to understand how well the supply chain has actually worked in terms of once product gets to the United States, not only Cardinal, but our competitors have done an excellent job of being able to get product to the customers. The real issue and challenge during the pandemic is getting enough supply because demand has increased so much. It's been a challenge to get the level of supply that all of us would like, but it has been a real indication of the importance of the supply chain and how much our customers depend on what we do. And it's been really exciting to see how our employees have responded. You know, we have over 100 distribution centers in the United States. We have 130 nuclear pharmacies. We have manufacturing plants. And during the entire time of the crisis, we have been able to keep all of them up and running by being truly focused on our customers. And at the same time, and just as importantly, being focused on the safety of our employees by making sure we're doing all the right things by cleaning and getting them masks and taking care of them so that they can come into work every day and make sure our customers are getting the critical medical supplies that they need.
Like you're saying, Mike, it really is a challenge. I'm on a hospital board, and I remember our calls around March 10th where they're saying, we can't get our supplies. This is so hard. But what did you do to turn things around to help delivery of supplies during such a challenging time? Were there any key lessons you learned in business?
Yeah, I think a couple things come to mind. First of all, the ability to pivot to be able to work from home was really, really important. So within essentially a week, as you know, in early March, we, like many other companies, were able to send our thousands of employees that are working in office-based locations home to be able to work from home effectively. We never missed a beat with those people being able to work from home, not only in our facilities in the U.S., but those globally. So that was really important, having the type of technology infrastructure and teams to be able to pivot in a crisis like that. That was really important. And the second big thing, as I mentioned, was we knew that there wasn't a single day that one of our distribution centers or pharmacies or plants could be down because the type of products that we manufacture, some of those being the very PPE that hospitals need or the drugs that people need as they're being treated, we had to really quickly make sure we had our facilities clean more often, get them masked, educate them, communicate. That's been really important. And then I think that word communication has been huge. And, you know, everybody, our employees, the entire country and world has been at times very scared and in that, you know, concerned about this crisis. And so I do weekly podcasts. My leaders all do podcasts and discussions with our employees. So telling them what's going on, telling them what we're doing to respond, that what we're doing to make sure customers are okay. Communication has been a real key that I've learned, that when you do that well, employees really, really appreciate it.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mike Kaufman, who is the CEO of Cardinal Health, and we're talking about communication. Let's shift into leadership. What is really on your dashboard as the CEO of one of the world's largest organizations?
You know, a couple things. There's, every CEO is going to have a strategy on their dashboard, right? What are you doing to think about how does your company do well not only in the next 12 months, but how do you do it in 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years? And so strategy is always on my dashboard, thinking about what's out there in the future and what's going on. But as you know, particularly when you're in a crisis mode, you're also very focused on the day-to-day. So all these, all those metrics around my employees, knowing how are we doing, you know, is anybody sick or any of our facilities, do we need to be moving resources around? So staying very focused on our customers and our employees has been a very important part of my dashboard. And then I would say that, you know, D&I is a big thing for me. I think diversity and inclusion is incredibly important, not only because it's the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do, but I believe that when you can create an environment, and we use this term a lot at Cardinal, that when someone can bring 100% of themselves to work every single day, that they're going to be able to perform better, you're going to be able to be more innovative, you're going to be able to just retain amazing talent. And so that ability to create an environment where people feel comfortable being who they are, not worrying about how they dress, not worrying about who they care about, but just coming to work to do their job, that's a big goal of mine every single day, and we talk about it a lot.
Are there any unique practices that you have in D&I?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we do really well here is that we talk about it. We talk about it a lot. In my very first town hall as CEO, it was the very first thing that I brought up and told people was on my mind. We've had town halls with the entire company that are dedicated to this. Early on, about 12 years ago, I asked to run our women's initiative. Now, it sounds kind of a funny, you've got a guy asking to run the women's initiative, but for me, I love challenges, and I really thought that I could become a better leader if I just immersed myself into understanding gender equity, and so I did. And one of the things I learned is that if you're willing to listen, and you can find a group of truth tellers, I call them, folks that I surround myself that I can be, I can ask them questions. They can kind of be my safe spot. And I can say, hey, when I said this, did it come across right? Or what are we not doing well that we should be doing? Or what really resonated with employees? And then finding some outside folks to come in to also tell you best practices and tell you when you're not really making as much progress as you think of. So I think there's a willingness to be open and talk about it and surround yourself with truth tellers has really helped us not only historically with gender equity in some of the areas that have been a passion of mine, but also over the last 6 to 12 months, we've been very focused on racial equity. And I've kind of taken the same plays out of the playbook by creating a African-American and black racial equity cabinet that advises me on things, working both in the community and with outside folks. So it's a big, important topic for us.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about diversity and inclusion in action and what CEOs could do to build a better society. Back in a few.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Yeah. If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Mike Kaufman, who is the CEO of Cardinal Health, one of the world's largest organizations and most important, especially during the pandemic and after the pandemic in terms of medical supplies. But right now we're talking about diversity and inclusion. And you brought up a brilliant concept called truth tellers. How many truth tellers should you have, and how do you communicate them? And is it formal, or it sounds to me like it's more informal, like these are just people who will say, Mike, this is a real issue we need to address?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I see them as both formal and informal. So what we have that I would say are formal organizations. We obviously have a VP of diversity and inclusion and a chief human resource officer. That's one leg of the stool. We have 7 employee resource groups. So these are groups that are given funding. They are ran by one of our operating committee or executive committee members, and people can join these groups like our African American network, our Proud network, et cetera. So we have those groups that help work together. We actually have a diversity and inclusion council that is specific to look at D&I across the company. And so those legs of the stool all work together to help us really drive initiatives for diversity and inclusion here. But then I also personally have put together as I mentioned earlier, a African-American and Black racial equity cabinet that I meet with on a monthly basis, sometimes more frequently even than that. And they're my safe spot. That's where I can ask them questions. Should I use the term African-American or Black? Should it be equity or equality? What are those words? What are those things we should say? And I have really deep conversations with them to understand, and they help inform the programming and things that we want to do as a company. And it really helps me understand whether we're making progress or whether or not we're just doing things that feel good but actually don't make a difference.
I could tell this hits you viscerally. This is a deep issue.
Big time. It really is. I could go on forever. I'm so, so passionate. It's so important for me that people can come to our buildings, to our facilities, and just come to work and be who they are and not worry that, if they're gay, that they can put a picture of their spouse up on the table and feel comfortable with that versus hiding it all day long, because that takes away energy from their job and who they are, or not get up in the morning and not worry about how they have to fix their hair to fit in and be normal. Things like that that you and I wouldn't think about as a white male. Many, many other ethnic minorities and women face these things every day. And I want them to be able to take that off their plate and just bring their best to work every day and enjoy it.
And so I'm also sensing you as the leader of one of the major organizations. You are trying to build followership of other CEOs. And here's the question. We've moved in a sense, and I talk about this with CEOs all the time, about how we could build a better society. And it seems to me that what I'm hearing a lot is, well, We're getting to communication. Now we have to really move to the action. So how do you, as a leader, try to engage other CEOs as well into action?
Your point's excellent, because it's really, really important. One of the things when I talk about gender equity, and I've gone out and I've done talks, is one of the important points I mentioned is you have to start at the top. Because if the CEO doesn't really care about diversity and inclusion, and what I mean is really care, so they have to actually get involved. If they just say they are, but they don't actually get involved and show up to meetings or talk about it at town halls, people sense that. They know it. And since the CEO is the person that drives where resources are allocated, you know, dollars, where you should spend your time, if employees don't feel like the CEO really cares about it, then they're not gonna allocate the time, the bandwidth, the resources to really doing this. And so I think it is important that for an organization to be successful at D&I, it really has to start at the top. The CEO has to be committed, and then they have to be committed by not only putting dollars in, but putting their own personal time into it by learning and developing and asking questions and getting the pulse of the organization. So I think you're very accurate on that. It's important. And it's not just in the companies, that in our communities. You know, we're here in Columbus, Ohio, and we're having a lot of discussion with the local CEOs and what can we do to get together and make Columbus a better place, you know, for all races to feel comfortable here. But we are absolutely going to get together and figure out ways as a group that we can drive this community to be at a better place for folks to live in and have equal opportunity to thrive.
What is your real vision for the future in terms of healthcare, racial equality, in terms of business roles that can happen?
First, you know, one thing, you said it well, and I'll just emphasize it, that I think everyone that's listening knows that racism has been a part of our past. I think what people have to realize is that racism is a part of our present.
That's a brilliant concept.
Really, really true. If we don't do something now, we have this unique opportunity. It will be a part of our future. And we cannot let it be a part of our future. We have to recognize it's part of our present, but we cannot allow it to be part of our future. And I think some of it starts with education. As I mentioned to you, I took a group of my executives, both some African-American leaders and my own team, down to Montgomery, Alabama, to the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. And I will tell you that after you visit there, I don't know how you can't be a different person. That I can tell you that I came back as a very different person in the sense that I understand now that slavery didn't end in 1865. It changed. It turned into convict leasing, that turned into Jim Crow laws, that turned into mass incarceration, that turned into lots of various challenges over the years. By going there, and then after we were done, before we flew back, we all got in a conference room and we talked about how we felt about the day and what we saw. And all of the people that went are very active now and really engaged. So I bring this up because I think that educating yourself, whether it's going to Montgomery or just really understanding the history of racial injustice and the problems around it, really begins to help you feel like this is something you've got to spend time on and put an effort into it. So one of the things that we can all do to make a difference for the future is to first educate ourselves about what has happened in the past so we don't repeat it. And then it's really going to be about hard work. We're working together to think about what are the things inside Cardinal and inside our community we can do to make a difference. And then we're going to put funding and personal effort against those things.
On that inspirational note, and I commend you on your vision and your action, it is a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.